Welcome to the Procurement Software Podcast, where we aim to educate and inspire you about how technology is changing and shaping our profession. The truth is, there's never been a more exciting time to be in procurement, but only if you're one of those organizations that's embracing the change and driving new developments. And this podcast is all about giving you the tools to help you get there. So buckle up and let's get right into this week's show. Hey, ProcureTech fanboys and fangirls, welcome back to the show. Today, we're going to be looking at a topic that is on everyone's lips at the moment, and that is, could AI make procurement irrelevant? What do I mean by this? Well, generative AI is going through the hype phase at the moment, but make no mistake, it's here to stay. Its reach will probably be brought back in check by some privacy and confidentiality concerns, especially in large enterprises where you may have a lot of challenge from information security and legal. However, its proven ability to cut down the time and resources needed to complete many everyday tasks is not to be underestimated. If you're ignoring it, do so at your peril. Please, I implore you, do not bury your head in the sand and think it's going to go away, because trust me, it's not going to. So, if you're not using AI, not just generative AI, which is essentially what powers ChatGPT, and that tends to be the one that's most talked about right now, but if you're not using AI in some way to streamline and make your process and administration more efficient, trust me, you're going to lose ground pretty soon against your competitors. Not only that, but the best talent is not going to want to work in your team. If you're grinding out research or analysis or drafting a pretty standard document manually in full knowledge now that a bot can probably do it faster and better, then it's pretty discouraging, isn't it? If you're working in that type of role and you know that you could get a machine to do it more effectively, but you're still having to grind out that work. Especially if you see your peers in other companies that have got these tools that can help them to get there faster, it's going to be pretty discouraging. So if you're considering or contemplated just ignoring the fact that AI is there, pretty soon you're going to struggle to recruit the best people into roles that you may have open. So do not ignore it. For a $20 a month license now, ChatGPT can replace a lot of functions that historically would have been done by not just admin assistants, but also buyers and category managers. Let's look at a few examples of what it can do these days. So it can do simple NDAs. It can do outlines of RFPs. It can draft statements of work. Usually, if you're not getting the results that you want to get from a tool like ChatGPT, in most cases, it's not the technical limitations of the tool. It's you and what you're punching into it as prompts that are perhaps hindering you from getting the most out of it. So, and I'm by no means an expert on using these tools. I've played around with them. I use them from time to time, but I'm by no means an expert. But there is so much content out there in terms of different prompts that you can use for different functions and how to get the best out of a tool like ChatGPT. It's definitely worth spending a little bit of time Googling or going onto YouTube to understand a little bit more about how to approach it, because trust me, it's going to save you a lot of time. Just a couple of weeks ago, I needed to write a set of terms and conditions to bring on affiliates to help sell one of the products that we at Procurement Software offer, which is full access to our back-end procurement software database. So if you've gone onto our website and you've used the software finder on there, you can search and filter and do basic searches for procurement software on our website, but as a free front end, it doesn't offer you the full functionality that our backend database can do. So we now sell access to the backend database for anyone that needs to be a power user and have additional search functionality. And one of the ways that we sell this is through affiliate partners that help promote it to their audience. And I used ChatGPT to put together a set of terms and conditions that govern that. And while I had to expand on what ChatGPT gave me, it did probably 70, 80% of the work that I needed it to do. Now, I had to know what to tell it to be able to get that out. But the point I'm trying to make is that you don't need to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on procurement technology now to have a pretty simple application that can take away a lot of day-to-day grunt work that previously your team would have had to have done, or in this case, maybe your legal team. So if you're not using it, how much time is your procurement team wasting by not doing that? Now, I don't think that this is going to replace procurement completely, but what it will do, going back to the original question, is it's going to replace a lot of transactional and administrative work. So if we're looking at the question of will AI make procurement irrelevant, it's not going to make strategic procurement irrelevant, but it is going to make a lot of transactional, administrative, research and analysis work pretty irrelevant. You know, guided buying already avoids the need for stakeholders to talk to procurement in many ways. If it's a repeat item that you're buying, then a stakeholder can go and buy that from a catalog or through an e-procurement software. And you've got now automated sourcing and supplier discovery tools that can now do a lot of one-time spend too. And yes, that does include the negotiation piece. If you look at something like Pactum or Fair Market, it can do a lot of the negotiation piece as well as the automated supplier discovery and sourcing part of it as well. So you're already seeing that in forward-thinking companies, you've eliminated the need for someone to call tail-end suppliers and try and horse trade with them to get a 2 or 3% discount on a one-time quotation that they've submitted. So if we take this to the next level, it doesn't really take a genius to figure out that as AI gets better, not just ChatGPT, but all of the other procurement tech applications that have got AI embedded into their product, it doesn't take too much imagination to think that at some point pretty soon, a lot of tactical and operational activity within procurement will be able to be done by a machine or by a robot. So if you're in a tactical or administrative procurement role, or if indeed your procurement team predominantly is doing back office, clerk-based type of activities, be afraid, be very afraid, because AI is going to make that type of procurement irrelevant. So that's the bad news. Maybe it's good news if, we'd all like to get that off our plate and spend more time on doing what drives value to the business. So let's look at where I'm bullish that AI is not going to make procurement irrelevant. And that is in the more strategic end of what procurement does. So procurement is always going to be relevant as a strategic problem-solving, value-adding activity to the wider business. And by that, I don't just mean delivering tactical cost savings, but looking specifically around how procurement can add value, not just to the bottom line, but also to the top line. AI and generative AI specifically is going to find it difficult to replace a lot of the soft skills and a lot of the more people-focused aspect of the procurement profession. It can't market us as a function and sell our value to the wider business in the way that a very stakeholder-centric and customer-centric procurement professional can do. Likewise, it can't build and maintain stakeholder and supplier relationships. You know, technology and AI can pull data together from a number of disparate sources and look at the potential risks and disruptions that could be out there in the supply chain. And that's great because it saves us from doing a lot of that work. But what it can't do, it can't build a story around that. It can't explain and tell that story to the wider business. It can't interpret that data and enable the business to understand, okay, well, what does that mean for us as a business at this specific point in time in the industry that we are in? You're still, for the certainly for the foreseeable future, probably forever, you're going to need a human to do that. So AI in that sense is really going to be an enabler that's going to be able to take that human resource and allow that person to focus their activity on what really drives the value, which is communication, supplier management, execution and implementation of the strategies that come out of the data and the market intel that's driving that. AI is not going to be able to do that, but it can be a real enabler to help us to get very specific data sets in shorter periods of time that can funnel those discussions and those decisions. So in summary, to what extent will AI make procurement irrelevant? Well, P2P and tactical sourcing is going to pretty soon be automated or self-serve. And it already is in a lot of forward-thinking organizations. But as time goes on, we're going to be moving up that bell curve and we're going to be moving beyond just the early adopters. So a lot of back office functions will go. If you're doing a fairly tactical or administrative procurement role, you need to have a really long, hard look in the mirror and think, okay, how am I going to make myself future-proof for this revolution that's coming? Because it is going to make a lot of procurement roles in that space irrelevant. Because either stakeholders will be able to self-serve themselves, or the process will be completely automated by AI and by technology. So if you're in that role, what are you going to do? How are you going to develop yourself and your skill set to make yourself relevant? And that doesn't necessarily mean aspiring to be a category manager. There are going to be a lot of other roles that come into procurement that could be a good fit to your skill set. If you're very good at communicating with suppliers and with internal stakeholders, maybe some sort of procurement business partner role could be the right way for you. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have to be great at sourcing and negotiation. If you're good at numbers, then maybe you could grow into being a data analyst, for example, because that's certainly going to be a massive growth area in terms of positions that are going to be helping procurement with all of the data analysis that will need to be done as a result of this tech and intelligence that's coming our way. So yes, procurement teams are probably going to be smaller. And yes, there are certain functions that are going to be made irrelevant by AI, but it's by no means going to eliminate procurement and what we do. And yes, on balance, procurement teams probably will be a little bit smaller in terms of total number of headcount that they have within their teams. But there are going to be a lot more data analysts, a lot more internal communication experts, software developers and data scientists working within procurement. There's going to be a lot more procurement business partner roles, especially when it comes to internal marketing and project management, as we embed ourselves within the business rather than being traditionally, I dare to say, quite a siloed function. Also, as the more holistic overview of procurement and supply chain comes into play, there are going to be more supplier quality and supplier development roles. And I think increasingly, they are going to sit within procurement because, going back to the whole AI discussion, if we've got a lot of AI generated or machine aided data that's coming in on the supply base and we need to execute on that within one team, supplier quality and supplier development naturally has a home within procurement. And then the last one, which may be a little bit controversial, but I also see a comeback of administrative roles as well, especially for admin assistants and admin people who know and understand how to be able to do really good prompting for some of these Gen AI applications like ChatGPT to enable you to get the most out of them and to get the best possible result. So if you're in a tactical procurement role now and perhaps you don't feel that you can gain the qualifications to do something more higher end, be it a category manager, a business analyst, a procurement business partner, but you still want to stay within the procurement space, perhaps look at doing something that and learning how these prompts work for generative AI applications. And your skill set then could be very transferable and very relevant within the procurement team to prompt some of these applications to get the data, to get the answers out of them, and to get some of the data crunching out of them that they can now already do and will increasingly, even more as time goes on, be able to do automatically. So I hope that was useful as a quick overview of where do I think this is going and will AI make procurement irrelevant? I definitely don't think it will, but it is going to make certain parts of procurement, particularly on the more tactical, transactional and administrative side, very irrelevant. I will finish on a very positive note. I think this is potentially one of the best things that could ever happen to procurement because it's going to get us out of the weeds and it's going to get us into a lot more added value conversations because getting the data that we need and getting the presentations that we need to be able to make that story to our stakeholders or to our suppliers is the whole end-to-end process of doing that has just become a hell of a lot shorter thanks to this technology. So I'm very bullish on it, probably always was going to be given the space that I play in. And I hope that's given you also a little bit of cause to think how it could benefit you rather than concern you going forward. That's all that we have for this week. Don't forget, if you want to get a quick 20-minute coffee break overview of digital procurement, you can grab our Digital Procurement 101 course in our store. Just go to store.procurementsoftware.site. and enter your email and download that course. You can watch it in just a couple of coffee breaks and you will be dangerous enough to be able to have an intelligent conversation about procurement tech with your CPO or your CFO. Hope you enjoy it. We'd love to get your feedback. Until next week, take care, look after yourselves, and bye for now.